Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from PossibleStorytelling.com, calling in from the Ozarks today. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there to Gina and to our audience. It's another sizzling day over here. Same hot heat, different day.
It's actually quite nice over here lately. It's only about 85, 86 degrees, not too hot. Nice little breeze blowing.
Wow. Love it.
Too early for our daily thunderstorms to have shown up yet, so we still have nice blue sky and just a couple clouds. Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Yeah, we have had some of the coolest, wildest lightning shows the last week. I have seen pink lightning, green lightning, and blue lightning in the last 7 days.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I don't know what makes the lightning here so different than anywhere else I've ever been, but it happens all around us at night. And we will literally pull off into a parking lot and sit there for an hour watching the lightning because it is so amazing to watch. It's almost all cloud to cloud. Just
wow.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
I love lightning. My dog doesn't love it, but I absolutely love it.
And it's great because it's usually around you, not above you. So there's no rain. You don't really even hear the thunder. You just see these beautiful displays. So cool.
That is fabulous. I love that. There's just so many miracles of nature that go on all the time. And it's really fun to be in them and be able to take the time and not just say, I got to rush over here and go do this and go do that and whatever, where you can just be in the moment and truly be present and enjoy what's there while it's there.
It sure is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely true.
So we have got a great show lined up for everybody today.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. And this is something that's really quite different. And you've got him unmuted. Okay, we have actually a person who has a band. And so this is going to be really fun because we're going to find out what can you learn about relationship marketing from a band and the people that are in the band. I have seen Steve Cole, who is our guest, and live with his group Smooth Down Under. They are just a fabulous group that plays in our area, and of course their music's available on MP3 download, so the world can enjoy it now too. And I've also seen Steve just really doing a great job kicking around Facebook, doing things to help to build the audience and keep people talking. And so I thought Steve had a lot to give to our audience. And Steve has quite an incredible story. And he had something pretty bizarre happen to him a couple of weeks ago that he'll be sharing after a little while. But I'm really excited to welcome Steve Cole from the band Smooth Down Under to Relationship Marketing 101.
Hello, Steve.
Hello from Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get to know one another, Rhonda?
Well, Steve was playing down at the Baxter Country Store. Those are my friends owned this new restaurant that opened in May, and they have live music pretty much every weekend, live music and or karaoke, sometimes Friday and Saturday both, like these last couple of weeks. So that's how I came across Smooth Down Under. I love blues. I love many different types of music. I had just a blast. and really have appreciated the way that Steve gets around using Facebook to help build audience and build relationships with people. And, of course, I enjoy the music. And I also feel like no matter what niche somebody is in, they probably have something to teach other kinds of business owners about how they build relationships both online and off. And so I'm really excited to have you here on our show, Steve, and to share your tips and your story and tell people how they can get some music a little bit later on. So,
I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show with you guys today and to enlighten people a little bit more about the live music scene and internet marketing with it, and to also discuss a couple of other things that Rhonda touched on at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's really perfect. Well, Steve, I would love to know. There are a lot of people who have bands who do absolutely nothing online. There are so many times I have wanted to link somebody's, tag their photo on Facebook with their band or whatever, but they're just not there. So I'd like to know a couple of things to help our audience understand. And one of them was, first of all, what got you into the blues scene and live music? And then what got you into including the internet marketing scene along with that, or the social media scene along with that? So tell us a little bit of your story, if you would, Steve.
Well, the Reader's Digest condensed version is I've been involved in music since I was very, very young, back in the 70s. I've been exposed to music and musicians all of my life. I was raised in Kansas City and transplanted to the Branson area. And I've been playing and performing in one way or another for just under 40 years.
Wow.
As far as like the internet marketing, that's just something I got involved in. Being a computer user, having a little bit of a technical background from my education that I sought out after high school and after the military, and started just making use of the tools. And I follow different entertainment blogs and people that are like business consultants, entertainment consultants, and stuff like that, and pick their brains from what they put out there as to the best way to come up with an online presence, as you know, to make people aware of what's going on, how to access the music that we have out there that are out of our demographic area of where we travel to be able to, at least, you know, if you can't come to a show, at least you can hit a link and see what we sound like, watch our videos, interact with us on our fan page, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys do a really great job, and just to let folks know, I mean, first of all, the technology available to us in this era really helps, but you still have to avail yourself of it, as whether it's a musician or any other type of a business owner. And so I see that you are on Reverb Nation.
Yes, we're on Reverb Nation, we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, and a few other places. Mm-hmm. There's another online internet radio hosting site called Django, J-A-N-G-O, that we're on. And if you just do a little bit of searching and digging, you can find where I've planted us.
Yeah, so look for Smooth Down Under, and you should be able to find them. But I think it's great that you have those there, because it allows people to be able to hear your music. And now, because everybody is so grab-and-go with music, people can buy a single track or a whole album and have it instantly on their phone or their tablet or computer or whatever. And, of course, it's great to hear you live, and that, to me, is really fun. But I love
The live show just doesn't really fully translate online, so I encourage anybody that, whether it's our show or another band of a different genre or something that they enjoy, you know, if they see a group online, to get out and support them at a live show.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing like live, and I'll tell you that for me, being able to hear live music every week in a local area, especially, I mean, I'm out in the boonies, basically, way, very, very rural. Gina, you always have, are in these areas where there's really quite a lot going on, and you probably have, most places, a fair number of options. So it's really nice when there is a local venue that lets you have local bands around. And there is really nothing.
We're a little bit more than local. We're more on the regional basis, traveling everywhere from Kansas City down into northern Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma to perform.
What that means is that their drives can be in excess of 4 hours in each direction sometimes to get to and from. And you have different members who, they don't all just live down the street from each other. You have members who are in different cities in this area, I believe, don't you?
Yes. My guitar player, vocalist Richard, lives in Kansas City, Missouri. My drummer, Eric Sokol, lives in Springfield, Missouri. And I live in Branson, Missouri. And I run the business base out of my home office in Branson.
Mhm. That's pretty wild. So you have people very spread out, and yet you're performing together. I don't know if that happens as much in some other areas, but certainly any rural area, it's going to be pretty much the same way, where you probably have members who are kind of strewn out all over the landscape.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story how we all came about anyway.
Yeah,
I had originally started the group with local guys, and we were just playing a few places around town. And as members change and the sound evolves, different people come in and other people go. I wound up with the guys that I have now that I'm extremely blessed with their attitude, their professionalism, and their talent. They make my job a lot easier.
I bet they do. Yeah, that's pretty neat. So if you have gotten into the online aspect of building the business, what have you found helps you to build your audience using various places?
Just keeping a steady, constant online presence, and I took a principle that I'd heard years ago from someone else in the music business that I looked up to their input from. If you in the music industry, if you disappear for 5 minutes, it takes 5 years to rebuild.
You know, that's true for everybody, isn't it, Gina?
It really is.
It's not just for bands and musicians anymore. it's really true.
Yeah, and the internet has just really been a big boom for the ease and accessibility to be able to contact venues and say, hey, here's what we sound like, here's a good general idea, is what we do applicable to your venue, and can we discuss getting this on the calendar?
Mm-hmm.
And that
really
saves a lot of driving around and dropping off demos.
except that now you probably could use those demos and be something that you could email a link to people or whatever. But
that's why I set up the Reverb Nation page and the Facebook page.
Right.
Yeah, and they're co-linked together to where if something is posted on one, it automatically goes to the other.
Mm-hmm. Nice economy of action there. And I know my friend with the restaurant, Pam Lilly from the Baxter Country Store, she will not really be as inclined to book somebody if they don't have an online presence, because she now has people calling her saying, we want to play your store. And if they don't have an online presence, she has no way to go and hear them. And sure, they could drop off a demo, and they could still
right.
get booked, but the chances aren't as good.
That's what prompted her to contact me.
Right. Yeah, I know. She found you online because she asked me, did I know any bands? And I said, well, no. I mean, I'd have to do the same kind of research you would. I don't have a lot of contacts. I just have a couple of musician friends. And beyond that, no. So that's what she did, is look out on Reverb Nation and another similar type of site looking for local talent to come and play at the store.
And I've also offered to help her with referrals of different groups that I know, because
I
network a lot of people out there.
Right.
Yeah,
anything that
she needed to know about, the business of handling entertainment, that I'd be able to give her some insight, from the years that I've been involved in it.
Mm-hmm. And that's really good. Go ahead, Gina.
What percentage of your gigs do you think you get because of your online presence?
I'd say about 80 to 90% right now.
Wow, huge percentage.
Yes.
Wow.
And the right now, the percentage of sales online versus in person with the hard copies is about equal, and that's not a whole lot right at this point in time. You know, we do what we can, but you know, if people just don't want to buy it, they don't want to buy it. I'm not going to force feed it to them.
And where can they buy your music? On Reverb Nation?
We have a CD available on our Reverb Nation page. We have a CD, the same live CD that we recorded last July, you know, July of last year. It's available on cdbaby.com. And you can also
access
both of those links through our Facebook page.
Yeah, I also just made a redirect link for them. It's at profitablestorytelling.com/smooth, S-M-O-O-T-H, as in like smooth down under. And that's just linking over to your CD Baby, and I did that to make it easier so people don't have to search for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure. And you'll be able to hear samples, because why would you ever want to buy something without ever hearing it? But on the CD Baby page, you can listen to samples just the way that you can on the other sites that you may be more familiar with purchasing music. So you can hear it. You can buy an individual track or the album, and it is a live recording.
And soon as a few more I's are dotted and T's are crossed with the CD Baby site, because that's a fairly new one that I just got up and running as far as our availability on that, then what we have available through the direct link is also going to get spread out through iTunes and other digital distribution sites that they're connected with. I just have to come up with all the publisher information on the cover songs that we're doing on that particular cut.
Mm-hmm.
That's research.
Do you have an autoresponder that has a list of subscribers by chance, or do you just communicate with people through Facebook?
I do a little bit of communication through Facebook. The CD Baby page gives me an autoresponder on my account information page as to who has made purchases. You know, so I have an accounting overview of if someone supplied their information, then I can send them a quick thank you note for purchasing.
Well, one of the things that you could do that would probably help improve CD sales for you and even the digital download sales would be to set up a small website for your band, and I really mean small, a couple pages.
Right.
Just
right.
So that there's a place that people could go and subscribe to the Smooth Down Under newsletter.
You can subscribe to our newsletter and our email updates right direct on the Reverb Nation page.
And you have a way to send messages out to people
yes.
from there?
Yes, I do.
I would be sending them messages at least weekly, if not a couple times a week.
He's very good about that. I'm not on
awesome.
The Reverb list, but just seeing his Facebook number of posts and stuff, he's really on top of it. So I'm glad to hear that you do have that list through Reverb where you're able to actively go in and place a message in there. And do you have all those contact names, or do you not with Reverb?
Yes, that's all logged in. If somebody signs up to, you know, to join the mailing list, then those contacts are already logged in through the Reverb Nation page, and they automatically go to my direct email account that I have set up for the band as well.
Oh,
fantastic.
Good.
That's really good. I'm glad we have that. that's a really good thing. Because you do want to have that. Facebook is great, except the thing is that they're because of what they call edge rank on Facebook, there's so much that has to do with how much are people commenting, sharing, liking, and that kind of thing as to how much of your posting is seen, unless you're buying promoted posts or buying Facebook ads. So they're kind
which
of
I've gotten involved in some of that as well. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Some of the postings that I put out there are promoted, so they blast out to a whole lot more people than what would normally just go, click like.
Mm-hmm. So how is the promoted posting working for you on Facebook, Steve, is it worth it or is it not, or are you not sure yet?
I'm still kind of working the numbers on that one. It's something that I just recently started, you know, so I'm, mm-hmm. you know, kind of getting a just kind of a baseline idea of if that's helping to get it in front of more eyes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know about Facebook questions?
Yes. I do that once in a while, and we also have a question slot set up on the Reverb Nation page, too, to where people can ask the band a question, and I automatically get an email, you know, as to that somebody asked a question, and that I can click a link in my email inbox, and that takes me direct to it to answer it.
So you know, with Facebook questions, it's a little bit different. It's not your people asking you a question. With Facebook questions, you can ask them a question, and it gets posted right on your fan page.
Oh, yeah,
I would go in once a week. I would ask a question like, what's your favorite Smooth Down Under song? What was your favorite Smooth Down Under concert? Or something that really gets a conversation started. And as people come in and answer the question, use it as a conversation starter. Hey, thanks so much for telling us about the answer. You know, build a conversation so it literally gets people talking in two directions. Those Facebook questions
and I do that
really
once in
powerful.
A while. I haven't gotten as heavily involved in the Facebook question things, but I do follow those out there with, like, some of the other radio stations that I network with that do, like, online and on-air broadcast.
Well, the reason that the Facebook questions piece is such a good thing is every person that answers the question you ask, the minute they answer it, it puts the question on their wall for their friends or their fans to see.
And that's something that I'll be getting a little bit more heavily involved in since I've been following how those postings work.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let me know.
I've seen that bring in hundreds of people sometimes. It can really sometimes go really viral.
Yeah. It's really interesting to try to figure out what people will respond to and in what conditions. Some of the things that I have done, I find that if I just say A, B, or C, you know, like a question versus using the Facebook questions, I sometimes get more comments back and forth and responses on that. I've also found that a question with a photograph attached, like a picture of a candy bar stand at the store, for example, at the country store. So what's your favorite candy bar? And then there's this rack, and it has all your big name brand bars in there. And people, it's just crazy how many people are adding in and commenting, and that thing is getting seen.
That's how I became the Baxter Country Store Fan of the Week.
Yes, you post a lot. You comment and like a lot on our stuff. I have this great Fan of the Week app. It's on Facebook. If you want to look for it for your page, your listeners, just look for Fan of the Week.
I saw that when that came through. I went, all right, how neat.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, I said, oh, that's cute. And it randomly selected you. I didn't personally do it, but it was just so funny to me. I thought, yeah, because, you know, you're on there a lot liking things and sharing things and whatever. But that's a cool thing, and when somebody is the Fan of the Week, it goes out, and, of course, they then get excited because they're the fans.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, because I try to watch what's going on out there and figure out what people are actually responding to and how to go about directing it as it applies to what I'm doing out there.
Yeah. It's an ongoing learning curve, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you just said there.
It's an ongoing journey or a learning curve, isn't it, as to what people are going to receive?
Oh, constantly.
Mm-hmm. What's the most surprising either picture or post or whatever that has gotten a lot of comments, and you're like, really, that? You know, what would that be for you?
I've had some interesting comments about just the different type of equipment that we use. We have a friend that follows the band from time to time that's a fantastic photographer, and it's like a lot of the black and white shots that we have out there on the page. She's taken shots of other things that are happening around the shows, and I've gotten, you know, seen some interesting comments off of those. Like our 4th of July shot from when we played at Jefferson City, and she got on the backside of the bandstand and got a shot of us, you know, our point of view while the fireworks were going on 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I've gotten some really neat comments off of that.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I got to go look for that one. That sounds like a cool picture.
I've set that as the cover photo
on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I love that. I commented on your cover, and I didn't realize exactly when it was taken. You know, figured
that,
it was 4th of July.
That was 4th of July at the state capitol in Jefferson City.
Very, very cool.
That was a fun show. It was super hot that day, but we had a really, really good time playing that show.
That's good, and it's amazing you didn't all wither away in sweat. That was a hot day. It was over 100 degrees here in the area that day.
They had a cooler full of bottled water up on the stage for us and kept it
full. I bet you drained it all. Yeah. I'm looking for a meat locker to walk inside.
I don't have a whole lot more time to spend on the phone here because I do have some other things that I have to tend to.
Fine.
So if we get to this other thing that we were wanting to talk about today, I'd sure appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going there. I want to find out something really unpleasant happened to you a couple of weeks ago. And how did your car catch fire?
I don't know what the cause of it was. I was driving down I-44 heading towards Springfield, coming home from a show in Columbia, Missouri. My van started kind of slugging down, and the transmission was acting real funny, and I noticed, you know, some different smells. Like, I couldn't tell if it was like a brake locking up or if it was an electrical smell. And then as it got dusk, I started noticing like some sparks flying in my rearview mirror, and I was trying to get up to the next exit to see if I could, you know, look at what was going on. I didn't make it up to the next exit, and my brakes failed, everything failed. When I got out of the vehicle, there was flames shooting out from underneath of it. I was only able to get the side door open and was able to get my priceless bass guitar out and had my cell phone in my hand and managed to call 911 before the whole thing was engulfed in flames.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just today set up a fundraiser page to cover, and that's posted on Facebook. It's a feature through my PayPal account where people can make donations to help us get stuff back that was lost because nothing was covered by insurance. You know,
why would it not be covered by insurance?
Because I had just the basic policy that I could afford to you know, be legal in the state of Missouri, and I couldn't afford any more coverage. So, you know, the vehicle is a total 100% loss. When they finally got the fire put out and the tow truck pulled it up on the flatbed, all that was left was just the metal frame. The tires were gone. Everything inside was gone. Just the frame, you know, the metal frames of the seats. You know, the glass was all gone. Everything gone. And I lost about $5,000 worth of musical equipment that I carry with me, you know, to and from the shows. And on top of just the total loss of the van itself, the cost that it's going to take to replace that. I had product that I carry with me to the shows. I had about $750 in retail value of just CDs that was just melted, burned, gone, toast, assorted cables, light, you know, my light show. I was only able to get one thing out of the van and myself, and it's just it's a miracle that I didn't get hurt and that I got that one thing out.
The miracle that you didn't crash into something and hurt someone else or get into a,
hospital. Well, I was able to get it to stop rolling on the shoulder of I-44 heading eastbound. And, you know, and I was pumping the brakes and they weren't working. So evidently when my brake lines melted that it was shooting brake fluid out and, you know, that was catching fire as well. I don't know what the cause of it is. I did find out that there was a recall on that year of van after the fact, so I'm doing some investigating on that to hopefully get some kind of coverage through the manufacturer, but that could take, you know, 6 months, and I don't have 6 months to wait on a decision about a vehicle.
No, you got to have some wheels. Well,
yeah,
they can find
wheels back under me pretty quick. you know, just the goodness and good fortune of some people that, you know, that we're associated with. We did manage to get some loaner equipment, and fortunately we were able to pack that into a different vehicle, so I get a ride up to my drummer's house in Springfield, and then I ride with him to the shows, and we're, you know, the shows are still going on. We haven't stopped performing. We've just had to kind of rearrange the actual equipment that we're using, and that's getting us through in a pinch, but I can't rely on the goodness of people to loan me their equipment or offer equipment for a lower rental value than normal forever. And I believe Rhonda has the link not only for our CD Baby page, but also the link for the donation site that I set up, and that goes direct to my PayPal account so that I can start transferring money to my bank account and start paying for things once I get enough built up.
I've got something else.
And I'm very, very emotionally devastated over this. My wife is very emotionally devastated over this and trying to figure out all the legalities and all, you know, she's focusing in one direction, I'm focusing in another, and we're trying to meet in the middle on how to handle this. And I've got the guys going, what can we do to help? I don't know what to do to help. So right now it's just, I'm just trying to raise money to, my first priority is to get a vehicle under me. My second priority is to get the gear back that was lost in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
If somebody within driving distance of Branson has a van that they would like to donate as a gift, I'll gladly accept it. Or if they're willing to take very, very small payments over a period of time, I'll take that. I just know that I have a very short time to get, you know, to get mobile again.
Wow. And Rhonda, where can people find that fundraiser page?
I have everything on the show page. So if you go to their Facebook page, is it facebook.com/smoothdownunder? Is that what your page actual link is? I didn't even look at the link. Okay, so if you go to facebook.com/smoothdownunder, you'll see their PayPal link there. You'll also, the link to the CD Baby is there. You can also get their CDs from Reverb Nation or, you know, any place you happen to be. They're the downloadable version of it. So,
and if anybody's not able to do an online donation, they can send me a private message either through the Smooth Down Under page or my personal profile page, or they can also drop me an email at smoothdownunder@hotmail.com, which, you know, smoothdownunder is all one word, at hotmail.com, you know, to ask of, you know, how, you know, if they're not able to do the online donation or they don't feel secure doing that, then I can give them other information as to how to mail, like a money order or something like that.
Yeah, that's great. So some really good things that you're doing as far as keeping in a lot of contact with people, using the Internet, using the offline aspects. So some really good things that you have shared with people. And I love that quote, if you're gone for 5 minutes, it takes you 5 years to rebuild. And that's just really true in this day and age.
With a lot of businesses, that's true, but especially I found it with the music business, you know, because there's been a time or two here and there where I've just kind of had to take a little break. I may have been in between bands where, you know, I was the hired gun instead of the business leader of it. This isn't my first hayride as a band leader. But I've been a hired gun with a lot of acts. I've toured. I've done big things. I've done small things. And bottom line is, it is a business. There's two aspects to the term music business. The music is what happens on stage and what people can hear online, but there is a business aspect of it, and that's something that a lot of people overlook.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
And it's not just the Grammy winners and not the mainstream, you know, the five people that you see on TV or the 10 songs that you hear in rotation on a Clear Channel station. that are out there doing this. There are millions of bands and artists doing it on an independent level, like what I'm doing, because
mm-hmm.
the record companies, the big labels out there, don't have what they used to have back in the 60s and 70s and even early 80s, where a label would sign an artist and boom, they would make it. That it doesn't work that way anymore.
Right.
You know, the artist does have to take it on an independent level and show a proven track record of an online presence, a proven track record of a fan base, proven track record of sales, and getting out there and performing a lot and
mm-hmm.
having back from venues before they'll even pay attention to you. And we're nowhere near that level yet, because I've only had this group going for a little over 2 years, and a little over a year solid with the guitar player vocalist that I have with me now that replaced a local guy.
Right.
Do you know about Freecycle?
A lot of work to build.
Do you know about freecycle.org?
I've heard of it. I haven't. That's one aspect that I haven't checked out at this point. I mean, I'm going so many different directions right now to just try to get my feet back under me. Yeah.
Freecycle is a site that has millions of members, and
I'm familiar with it. It's just one of the many, many avenues that I have not looked at over the past week or so.
Well, for our other listeners, Freecycle is a site that offers to connect people who have needs with people who have stuff that they're willing to give away. I've
mm-hmm.
seen vans and cars on Freecycle that are totally free to someone who's going to go and pick them up. I've heard of people getting incredible stuff for practically, like, just drive 50 miles kind of thing. So I would go take a look at Freecycle and see if they've got anything that's within a drive of where you're at that could help you replace all of this stuff. I bet you'll find some stuff on that.
I bet
that's
I
great.
Will, too. And,
I didn't
and
know about that.
For reminding me about that, because I've been so emotionally devastated, and so is my wife,
sure.
on trying to figure out just what our next thought is, what our next step is. I may sound calm over the phone, but believe me, I'm bouncing off the walls, just going, what the heck do I do? I have this way of not freaking out, you know, on people sometimes, and trying to handle things as methodically and logically and intelligently as possible, because
mm-hmm.
you don't accomplish anything no matter what you're trying to do if you freak out over it.
Yeah, that's very true. So do check out freecycle.org. And, you know, for anybody, there are going to be times in your life where life does throw you kind of a curveball and things get topsy-turvy.
This is a serious curveball.
Yeah, you know, having your car explode, that's kind of a big deal. So the thing is that in what you're doing is you're reaching out and you're remembering that nobody does anything alone. And so, you know, right now I know you're kind of in a frenzy, you and your wife, trying to figure things out. But no one does anything alone. And finding ways to, you know, to add value, to keep things going, to, you know, barter and trade and do whatever kind of things are necessary is what helps you get back.
And after our conversation and over the next couple of weeks or so, if there's things that you remember, feel free to shoot me a link through a private message, Rhonda.
Don't worry.
It's greatly appreciated. I look at everything everybody sends me. I just can't. I don't always have time to respond to it all.
Sure.
Yeah, because I go a lot of different directions.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your being here. I know you said you had to run, but I just wanted to thank you very much, and thanks for sharing some tips about how everything, even though it's the music industry, how relevant it is, the things that you have to do to the things that our audience of entrepreneurs is doing. It's really very, very similar.
And I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, and on behalf of the rest of the band and my family, for offering this opportunity to get the word out there in another medium.
You're very welcome. If we can do anything else to help, please just let us know.
I'm in pretty good contact with Rhonda at least two or three times a week, so I'm sure she'll be letting you know.
Fantastic.
Don't worry. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you guys so much, and have a wonderful day, and keep your eyes on what we've got going on out there, and let's see what we can't shake loose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You never know. Well, thanks for sharing.
Alrighty.
Speakers, subs, sub box, and amps. I just found some on FreeCycle.
Hey, well, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to access that site and get active with it to see what I can find.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty. Thank you, guys, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Great, you too. And folks can listen to the music and pick up the MP3 if it's your style of music and you really love it. It's over at profitablestorytelling.com/smooth, SMOOTH, and you can hear the samples. So, Gina, I thought that was really kind of a unique thing. We hadn't really had a musician before, and really there are a lot of things that are the same and very similar to what we would tell anybody to do in order to grow your business, right?
It's amazing how much the internet has really helped local bands. I know that's probably the single biggest audience that has really benefited in a big, big way from the power of the internet over the last several years.
Oh, yeah. Sure, because I remember I bought a download of a band from Atlanta because a friend of ours said, oh, he was just at this concert. I went and heard him, and I bought their downloadable CD. I wasn't at a live event. I love live events when you can get to them. But it really does open up the world for you to hear local musicians that you would never have otherwise been able to hear without traveling to that particular place. And so if you like a style of music, you like a band, you can bring their music home immediately. That is an amazing power that the internet brings. That, even CDs and stuff, which are certainly great because that meant you didn't only have to be live, but now with the internet, it really is global.
It really is. I mean, there have been so many musicians in the past 10 or 15 years that have really made it big just because of the power of the internet. I don't know if you ever heard the story about One Red Paperclip. I think you and I have talked about this before. This guy wanted to see what he could do by trading a little red paperclip for something. And he kept trading. So he traded the paperclip in for a pen and the pen in for something else and eventually got a boat. And before he knew it, the very last trade, his goal was to eventually get a house out of the little red paperclip. Well, the woman that he got the house from had always wanted a record contract, and somehow or another, I think the boat got traded for the record contract. And this woman was a singer, ended up getting this recording contract, and she's actually a well-known person right now because of the record deal. So you really, it's amazing what the internet, if you Google Little Red Paperclip record deal, you'll find it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I didn't know about the record deal. I knew about the paperclip, so I will have to check that out. That sounds like a cool story.
And, for bands, those kinds of things really can happen online if they're willing to put a little bit of time in and build some relationships. Mm-hmm. That's really what allowed that little red paperclip story to get as big as it got. It was the power of relationships. One person knew another person who knew another person. The internet really does make it possible for every person on this planet to be connected by just 6 degrees of separation. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. It really is quite astounding of how things can happen. And the other thing that I wanted to kind of highlight with the story that Steve has is really when something does really throw you a curveball and you're having, in his case, quite literally a fire sale, and having to rebuild so many things. One way that you can do it, besides things like the site that you mentioned, is really to find out how can I add value and maybe have some kind of an info product. It's a great way to use a PLR, for example, would be to have a page up and let all the proceeds from whatever you're selling the product bundle for. And if you make a really juicy bundle for a a low price, then people are really getting something for their money. So that is certainly one way that you can get funds going.
Dr. Manny, who's a cardiac surgeon, a pediatric cardiac surgeon in India, every year does a huge promotion. Usually it's using PLR products, and the whole point of it is to raise as much money as possible to fund the heart surgeries for kids in India that need them. He usually raises enough to do over 100 operations that would never happen. These kids would end up dying without them every single year. What a great way to really change the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really takes it above just, you know, asking for money. It takes it to, we're going to give you some incredible value and do whatever with it. And so I think that is just such a powerful thing that a lot of people overlook, because they just kind of get into this place of feeling a lack, needing the money or needing this or needing that. And I can understand getting into that place when you get scared and life throws a curveball. But the point is starting to think about, okay, so, you know, wanting to make this big leap, wanting to make this big change, what can we do to add some value to people? Yes, earn money for it and use that towards the thing that's happened, but not in a way that's just asking for money. So I just would urge people to think about that too. A PLR product bundle can be a really easy way to do it, where you can have a really good collection of something that your audience would find just absolutely delicious and irresistible.
People really do have good hearts by nature, and, you know, they really do want to help one another. You know, my good friend Rick Beneteau, I think this year is the 15th year for the Internet Toy Drive. Every year at Christmas, Rick does the Internet Toy Drive. He gets tons of business owners involved online. He gets to promote the Internet Toy Drive, and people will send toys and money for toys that get sent out to kids that just otherwise wouldn't ever have a single Christmas present. He typically raises anywhere from $5 to $10 million for toys for Christmas for kids. What an incredible thing to do.
Really huge, really, really cool. Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's just so powerful that he does that. And because of the Internet, there are so many ways you can reach out in a powerful way to make things happen for you. And whether it's for a charity or whether it's for things that you're moving forward in your own life or overcoming, you know, the cost of something devastating that happened or whatever, there are lots and lots of options. So it's just a matter of trying to keep a cool head and think of what would really serve your audience beautifully and be able to make that happen.
With the economy what it is today, I hear quite often from people, well, I'm barely making ends meet. I can't contribute in a big way. You know, it doesn't need to be something you do in a big way. Organizations like Kiva, for example, the founder of Kiva won a Nobel Peace Prize for coming up with the idea for Kiva. Kiva does microlending for entrepreneurs in third world countries. A $25 microloan can change a life. You would be amazed at some of the stories out of Kiva. I mean, this one woman took a loan out for $10 just to get enough chickens to start an egg farm. And that little baby $10 loan allowed her to get more than one set of clothes for all of her five kids and herself and her husband. She raised $25 from that so that she could buy a sewing machine and open up a tailoring business for people in her community. I mean, small sums of money, even $5, can really make a difference for people. And everybody can find a spare $5. I don't care who you are or how tough things are. If you can really give to others, you'll find that abundance really starts coming into your life, too.
Right. It's really true. And the people who say, well, I'll give when I make X amount or when I feel like I have enough extra, it's funny how that just really, it just staunches the flow of abundance. It just really puts a big, huge plug in there if you're not seeing a person who has a giving nature regardless of financial circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, really good example to have on the show today, Rhonda.
Yeah, I thought that would be really interesting to see from the point of a musician. They have, of course, a few things are very different because they're getting live venues to perform, but yet really the tools and the ways that you build audience and build relationships are much the same. It's always about finding ways to connect with your audience, keep yourself in the top of the mind and the tip of the tongue as much as possible. And I loved his that really big aha that he had gotten years ago, that if you're gone for 5 minutes, it takes you 5 years to rebuild. In this day and age, it's so true, and things come and go so quickly. And even, for example, on your blog, if you're not posting at least every week, which is pretty slow, really, but if you're not posting at least every week, you're pretty much irrelevant to Google.
And, you know, I think that's a big thing that even Google didn't realize until recently. In one of their last updates a couple months ago, they added something called a freshness update. And if you're not posting at least weekly, at this point, Google's going to penalize you for it. And they did it because they know how important it is to stay in the forefront of people's minds. If you're not doing that, you're not likely to get traffic. You're not likely to make a difference. You're not likely to get sales. So you really do have to do things in a consistent way to really stay out there in front of people.
And on Facebook, it's much the same thing. If you have a Facebook page, I don't care if you have 10,000 or 100,000 fans, but if you post sporadically, the vast majority are not even going to see those posts unless you're paying for traffic, because you're not being relevant, you're not being fresh. Really, even when you have a Facebook page, at least posting 5 times a week is absolutely essential.
Well, you know, back when I got started on the internet, there wasn't anything you could do to automate putting content out there on a regular basis. Today's internet is so different. Whether we're talking about putting things up on your own site, putting things up on Facebook, putting things up on LinkedIn, there are tools out there today that actually allow you to post in advance. So if you do want to take a month off, you really can take a month off, but you've got to do it in a way that still makes it look like you're out there every day, even if you're off sitting there on the beach and sipping rum runners or Mai Tais or something.
Exactly. Yeah, and there are a lot of tools to make that happen, and so that you know, even if you're like between gigs or between groups or whatever, to still be able to post something of value frequently enough to keep in the top of the mind and the tip of the tongue really is important. And I think that would have helped Steve when he was in between bands or whatever, was to somehow stay, stay fresh with people, even if he was between things. And that's true for anybody. If you're going to have that month off, or you know, something happens that you need a break or some time, to make sure that you're getting blog posts out, to make sure that you're getting some social posting. And now Facebook pages even let you automate that from inside Facebook, because they don't like it when you automate from outside Facebook.
Yeah, they really don't, do they?
No,
but
they
even inside of Facebook, they've changed that recently to make it easier for people to do that.
Yeah, now you can automatically post. And I do that now because they can do that from inside of your Facebook page. When I was involved with an event this weekend, I had things coming out on Facebook in an automated fashion because I had set them up ahead, knowing I would be busy. And this way it kept everything lively and looking as if I was, you know, posting in real time, but I had set it up in advance. And it's so easy to do now. So that, it really will help you so much in your own efforts.
It really will. We've got a few minutes left, Rhonda. Why don't we talk a little bit about some of the guests we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks? Do we have anybody already scheduled for the next few weeks?
We have a returning guest. We have our friend Lasse, who is, because of all of our conversation regarding Facebook and YouTube and all of this stuff, he actually has a new book coming out called Smart Social Media, and he has just ordered his review copy, and it should be actually available within a week or two, depending on how long the mail takes. I'm not really sure, but soon in any case. So he is definitely going to be here, and we also have Janice Pettit will be here. She is from smallbusiness-bigresults.com. She'll be here in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a lot of fun because she is, you're going to love how she talks strategy, Gina. I know that you will.
Oh, I can't wait. That sounds like it will be fun.
And she uses some automated webinars and just really is all about getting the systems in place to make things move as smoothly as possible and to make sure that you're doing business strategically and really adding to your list, building the relationship, all of those things. So she's coming up a little bit later in August. That is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And, I mean, those are just a couple of the guests that we have in store for you. And I've reached out to several other people. We're just getting some dates firmed out and everything, but really exciting. All kinds of things that will help you to build your business, get things moving smoothly, guard your reputation, and so forth.
Wow. Well, this past weekend we did the World Speaker Summit all weekend, and there were some incredible presenters that we're trying to hook up with to get them into the show in the coming weeks, and I cannot wait to get some of them for Relationship Marketing 101 because they were awesome, weren't they, Rhonda?
I know. Yeah, I'm going for Casey and some of the other people. Yeah, absolutely. There were some amazing speakers there. And, you know, Melanie, I'm trying to get that all set up. So we'll be talking Pinterest. We'll be just all kinds of other great things that will come up on our show. Really excited just getting everybody's calendars all shaken out and set up. It's going to be big fun over the next several weeks here. And, yeah, wow, what great speakers we had over the weekend. That was amazing.
Yeah, so we will look forward to having many of them back as our guests here on Relationship Marketing 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And Rhonda and I will be back next week. Have a fabulous week, everybody.
Take good care and keep things going in the direction towards your dreams.
Thanks, one of the Rhonda. Other things I touched on in the movie is the scene with the girl about three quarters of the way through.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
I got it.
Okay.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.